MEPs will also be voting on greater clarity in terms of the prices to deliver parcels across the EU. Tell me more about that.
Yes, I was speaking in that debate last night. It's part of the ongoing work here, bit by bit, of completing the single market and getting rid of the various blockages that are there. We dealt with geo-blocking in the last parliament. This time we are dealing with parcel delivery. And it's interesting that about 44% of people now trade online, but only 15% trade outside their own country. And the reason for that is that they are worried about the costs, they're worried about delivery, they're worried about returns, and they don't have enough transparency and enough satisfaction to actually encourage them to trade across borders, which of course is what the single market is all about. So now that will change, because the regulation will be there that the delivery, that those who deliver parcels, etc., etc., will have to show clearly what their costs are, what their return policy is, and so that the consumer can have the confidence to trade anywhere across the European Union the same as they would in their own country.
Presumably this is being brought in because people feel there's a big disparity, is there, between costs and delivery across the EU?
There's a huge disparity. Sometimes 5 or 6 times greater to get a parcel delivered within your own country as across the EU. And of course, that flies in the face of the single market, where there's supposed to be no barriers. So this, again, is a very important issue, all leading to the completion of the digital single market, which, if properly and functioning, is estimated to be worth about 415 billion to the European economy. No small sum.